For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In parts of the South, but particularly in Texas, this winter storm has resulted in power shortages, rolling blackouts that leave some residents without electricity during a dangerous time of extended cold weather. Fortunately, that has not happened here in the Memphis area. Though we may not be equipped in some ways to deal with all this snow, the power supply has kept up with the demand. Sam Hardiman is a reporter for the Commercial Appeal. He wrote an article today explaining why we are not worried yet about the power issue. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So why are people in Texas and Arkansas having blackouts, but we're doing okay here?
To be brief, they have a different power grid than we do, essentially. We belong to the Tennessee Valley Authority here in Memphis. It encompasses Tennessee, all of Tennessee, and parts of six other states. Arkansas, Texas, they belong to two different grids. One's called ERCOT, which is the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which is really just the name for a grid operator, and then MISO, which is the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, and that covers parts of Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and is mostly served by a for-profit utility called Entergy. And so what's happening there is Entergy and MISO and ERCOT don't have enough power to give the public. They don't have enough natural gas to run the natural gas plants that primarily power them this time of year. For all the talk about wind energy is not that useful in the wintertime and so isn't relied on in the wintertime. And so what's happening is within TVA, where Memphis is, there's plenty of power. TVA had essentially two peak Memphis loads to spare yesterday when they were dealing with all the electricity consumption throughout the Tennessee Valley. So while the winter storm might knock out power later today, and you could be listening to this on your radio in your dark house, it's not because we lost electricity supply. It's because the infrastructure got knocked down by the weather.
It's my understanding that most Memphis power comes from a natural gas plant. Should we be worried about that here?
So actually, it's not really clear where most of Memphis power comes from. The closest TVA plant to us is natural gas. It's the Allen Combined Cycle Plant down in President's Island. But because we're within this TVA network, we're really part of a giant grid of electrons that are flowing around. And so at any given moment, our electrons could be coming from, like, say, a nuclear plant in Alabama, which is owned by TVA. And so TVA has had some problems so far with their coal and natural gas plants, similar problems that would have happened in Texas and Arkansas. But they have a ton of nuclear plants. They have much more nuclear energy than, say, Entergy does in Arkansas. And so one of the things that's been undercovered with this electricity crisis in Texas and Arkansas and Louisiana is that two of Entergy's nuclear plants have had significantly diminished capacity. They haven't handled the coal very well either. So it's been a kind of a combination of these assets in this other utility system that really haven't been up to snuff, as well as the natural elements. While TVA has been able to have much more capacity online than they actually need to meet demand. So if, say, we have problems here with the natural gas plant, which is certainly possible, there's plenty of extra power, plenty more electrons to flow to us, that it's not a problem.
So Sam, your story raised another question. MLGW and the city of Memphis have been looking around for a different power supplier, possibly cheaper. TVA has been campaigning very hard with MLGW, partly because Memphis is its biggest client. Do you think these power shortages are going to impact these negotiations coming up?
I think it's definitely possible. If Memphis gets through this week unscathed, right? If TVA all of a sudden has rolling blackouts, this was all for naught. But I think it's going to be a touch point that people are going to look back on and say, oh, the downside risk of leaving this established grid operator that we belong to this entire time, that's the downside risk. That's what we saw in Arkansas and Texas, is if Memphis were right now part of MISO and was responsible for getting all of its own electricity, and if Memphis were to have to handle that right now, and we would be at the mercy of these market forces that Arkansas and Texas have been at, that would be the downside risk to leaving TVA. And so that's something to consider now.
Another thing we haven't seen during this winter storm, and we should say so far, is a bunch of local power outages, you know, down power lines and broken transformers, the usual. Is MLGW just doing a great job this time, or is it that the weather so far isn't knocking out power like a strong windstorm or a real serious ice storm?
It's probably a combination of luck and the fact that MLG&W has over the past several months after getting a rate hike passed last year, early in 2020, been able to fix some of its infrastructure, not all of its infrastructure. And if conditions get very bad, it could still happen. But I think it's a combination of luck, and MLG&W's infrastructure is improving. And that's what they needed a rate hike to do in 2020. And that's why they asked for it.
Sam Hardiman is a reporter for the Commercial Appeal. You can read a very detailed explanation of this subject on commercialappeal.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is WKNO News.